For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Brittany Mowat, a sophomore goaltender out of Glenboro, Manitoba. And first of all, congratulations. Last weekend, two big wins for your team, but 14 victories. That's a new school record for most in the season by a goaltender. And Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. Congrats.
Thank you.
I know you're pretty humble, but in just this last year and a half, you've racked up quite the accolades. What does that mean to you?
Obviously, it means a lot to me, knowing that there's been, like, Tom Shakova in the program before. And, I mean, obviously, a lot of my credit can go to the team behind me. They've been great, basically. Can't complain.
Two much-needed wins this last weekend, obviously, with a playoff berth, a chance at home ice. You closed in on North Dakota, only 6 points behind them. How important were these last two wins?
I think we knew the series against St. Cloud was huge for us. I mean, we could only do like what we can do to keep winning, and we can't really control how other teams play, so all we can do is keep winning and see where it takes us.
Friday night, your team had a good lead on St. Cloud State, 2-0. They pull within a goal after they had pulled their goaltender. Steph Anderson scores that empty net goal. What was going through your head?
Yeah, that was just kind of reassurance. All game we kind of dominated, and I knew we could pull out a win after we got two, but their one goal kind of brought them back. But obviously Steph did her job and put the puck in the net.
And then Saturday, a 1-0 win. You now have 8 career shutouts, your 5th of the season. How hard is it to, when you're in a 1-0 game, to kind of just stay focused? I know most of the play there late in that third period was in your own end. Was it just a relief when that buzzer rang?
Yeah, it was a relief because kind of like Friday, they scored with 27 seconds left. So it is hard to get a shutout in this league, especially against the great teams we play against. So it was nice to finally get that on Saturday.
You have 3 other goaltenders on your team this year. How much do you guys push each other?
I think it's great, actually. Dieters is right behind me there, and she's been playing great as well when she gets her chance. And even in practice, you're just pushing to be better than everyone. And obviously, you have your off days, but they're always pushing you.
You mentioned Erin Dieters. You guys were at Wisconsin in January, and she had 61 saves. You had won the night before. I mean, how fun was it to watch her do that?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome, especially her getting the chance to play that game, probably one of the biggest games she's played, and she basically gave the team a chance to win, and she was great. It was awesome to watch.
For Coach Scanlon, it's got to be fun just and easy, knowing that he's got 2 goaltenders to go to. That makes his job easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Dieter's every chance she's got, she's gave us a chance to win, and I think the team loves seeing that from her. Her attitude's great all the time, so.
I know when I've talked to your teammates after a win, whether it's you or Dieters, they always feel confident. You always give credit to your team in front of you, but they give you credit. It is a team sport no matter which way you look at it, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I couldn't do what I do without the team, so yeah, it works both ways.
I know when I've talked to Coach about special teams, he always says it starts with the goaltender, and of course Brittany Mowat, or Erin Dieters, whoever's playing back there. But talk about the play in front of you. Those, your teammates out there taking block shots and clearing the puck and getting it up the ice. Your team's been so dominant on the penalty kill this season. It's got to make you feel comfortable back there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it sucks to go on the penalty kill, but I think the stats have shown that our penalty kill is one of the best in the country right now. So I don't know, it kind of gives us confidence knowing that not every shot's going to get to me. They block a lot of shots. So,
well, this year, your team has the 2nd best record in program history. You're only 2 wins away from tying that and only 3 wins away from breaking that all-time school record with, well, it's set at 17. And you guys have 15 wins. How much have your teammates and you talked about the history that this team has made this year?
I don't know, like, it's a record, obviously, and it'd be great to break it, but potentially, like, we just kind of want to get to where we want to be in the season, and if we get to where we want to be, we'll break that record. But it's kind of in the back of everyone's mind, but we just got to focus on one game at a time.
This weekend you head to Mankato, a team that you've swept before. What's the mindset going into this weekend?
Obviously, it's huge. We got to get a couple wins out of it. They've got some players that have been contributing offensively, so we know they're not going to give us the games. They're going to battle out, and it's going to be a good series.
Have you prepared any differently this weekend?
No, we've just been doing the same thing. We got a little break Monday, and then the rest of the week's focus.
For you, Britt, what kind of goals did you set at the beginning of the season, and have you accomplished those yet?
I didn't really have any specific goals, but obviously I just wanted to like keep improving my game, getting better, and I think focus is huge for me because school is always busy and a big thing for me, but just game day, you just got to let it go and focus on the hockey.
How special is this Beaver hockey team this year?
I think it's really special. We have a lot of chemistry, and everyone seems to just get along, and it's always a happy atmosphere.
And I know it could have gone either way with a new head coach. You just never know. Obviously, this team's had some success. He doesn't like to take any credit, but how much credit do you give him?
Yeah, he's been awesome. Practices, they're always fun. He's always got variety. Yeah, we can give him a lot of the credit.
Britt, good luck this weekend. We'll see you on the bus.
Thank you.